A guide to blanketing horses, selecting blankets, sheets, sizing, storing, cleaning tips, and more. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. There's so much to consider when selecting a blanket for your horse, including the horse's age, body condition, and coat thickness. In terms of a blanket, you need to think about denier and fill. Here to help us out is Valley Vet Supply spokesperson Amy Robinson.
So whenever you're looking at a blanket product description, you're going to see a couple of different number sets, one of those being denier and one of those being fill. So the denier number, that's going to be the amount of durability that blanket has. And then the fill is actually going to be the thickness of insulation of that blanket. So the higher the number of denier and the higher the number of fill means the heavier duty and warmer blanket that you'll be selecting for your horse. So important to think about, a 50-degree day in Miami might be very different for a 50-degree winter day for a horse in Milwaukee. So just remember that and blanket accordingly.
Amy told me that to help extend the life of your horse's blankets and sheets by properly storing them on a rack in a blanket storage bag. This will also help protect them from opportunistic rodents who may look at a new blanket as a home or a snack. Also remember, after your horse's blankets have protected them from the rain, snow, and muck of colder weather, it's time for a good cleaning. I'm David Sparks, proud to be producing this program in association with the Ag Information Network.